evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com and 5.050 on shortwave, and also at 6.890 single sideband in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Orlando, Florida. So I hope you're all listening out there. Hope you can hear what I have to say. I like to think that everything I say is important to somebody or another. I guess it's probably important to me or I wouldn't say it. A few little items in the news we can talk about that I thought were of some interest. One of the items being that apparently it turns out that Skull and Bones did in fact steal the skull and bones of Geronimo, the American Indian leader. And if it wasn't Geronimo, it was some Indian from Fort Sill. So I guess that does mean that indeed the Bush family and their friends in this secret society of Skull and Bones have desecrated the grave of one of their fellow Americans. Maybe they don't consider him a human being since he's an American Indian. I'm part of American Indian, you know, folks. So I take a little bit of offense at this desecration of a grave by this cult known as Skull and Bones. I'd like to see an Indian tribe surround that Skull and Bones cult headquarters up there at Yale University and capture not only that stolen skull and those bones that are in there, but bring out whatever secrets they can bring out. And in the meantime, they might want to consider scalping the members of Skull and Bones, who, from what I can see, have not done too much to contribute to this country, other than cause war and revolution here and around the world over the past 100 years or more. So let's hope some American Indians go into action and get out their war bonnets and put on their war paint and head on up to Hartford, Connecticut, and put those Skull and Bones boys, and I guess girls now too, put them in their places. Okay, well, that having been said, interesting vote in the House of Representatives. It was a vote of 408-3. The three people voting together were Barney Frank, the very liberal Democrat from Massachusetts, David Wu of Oregon, another liberal Democrat, and none other than our own beloved Representative Ron Paul, the Republican from Texas. This vote that they joined together on, in opposition to 408 members of the House of Representatives, was the Respect for America's Fallen Heroes Act. Boy, that's a mouthful. This bill prohibits protests within 500 feet of national cemeteries, including Arlington National Cemetery. If you have a protest 1 hour before or after memorial service, if you're one of those protesters, you could get a one-year jail sentence or a $100,000 fine. Let's talk about this when we come back, folks. This is a very interesting question, a very interesting vote, a very interesting controversy, and frankly, I think there's a lot more to it than meets the eye, especially when you find Barney Frank and Ron Paul voting together along with one other person on this vote. Stay tuned, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. 4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital and the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. Like I always say, if you're not subscribing to American Free Press, you should be. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net or call the American Free Press office up 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and ask for a free copy and see what it's all about. They might even send you a couple copies if you're nice to them. That 888 number is 888-699-NEWS. Now, before the break, I mentioned a very interesting phenomenon, a very interesting event that took place here in Washington yesterday. The House of Representatives passed this bill banning protests at military funerals. It passed 408-3. 408 votes in favor of the legislation, 3 votes against. The bill is entitled the Respect for American Fallen Heroes Act. Well, I don't think there are very few people in America that don't have respect for America's fallen heroes, but, you know, these kind of bills with these kind of titles are kind of a form of grandstanding, and it's like if you vote against it, you know, they'll say you're unpatriotic. So most of the Congress went along with it, with the exception of 3 people. David Wu of Oregon, I don't know much about him other than he's a liberal Democrat. And, of course, we have Barney Frank, who's a very liberal Democrat. He is one of the first open homosexuals in Congress. And then we have our Representative Ron Paul of Texas, who I know is very, very popular with me and with American Free Press and probably everybody who listens to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'd be surprised if there's anyone who listens to RBN who doesn't like Ron Paul. Now, it's interesting, the news report about this bill refers to him refers to Mr. Paul as a libertarian who opposes the war in Iraq. Now, the implication of that terminology as it's presented in the Washington Times, which is a big supporter of the war in Iraq, it's trying to suggest that Ron Paul voted against this legislation because he's against the war and therefore thinks it's okay to protest at military funerals. Well, you know, I haven't talked to Congressman Paul or anybody from his staff about this, but I think it's probably fair to say, this is my presumption, and I think it's probably accurate, that he voted against this because he perceived it to be another affront to civil liberties, an affront to our First Amendment. Now, it's very interesting that Barney Frank voted against it. Now, he is known as a civil libertarian, aside from the fact that he's an open homosexual. But what's interesting about him voting against this legislation, I think, is the fact that the person who stimulated this legislation, in a sense, is this Reverend Fred Phelps from Kansas, who has this church, which apparently is the mostly members of his family. He became famous for protesting at the funeral of this kid, Matthew Shepard, this homosexual lad who was killed up in Montana or Wyoming, and then it became a cause célèbre about gay bashing and so forth. You know, so you know, your inclination would be to think that Congressman Frank would have voted for the legislation, since the legislation was aimed at the activities of Reverend Phelps. In the last couple of years, Reverend Phelps has been running around the country protesting at military funerals, saying that these kids who are being killed in Iraq are being killed in Iraq because God considers homosexuality an abomination, and because America tolerates homosexuality, that's why American kids are being killed in Iraq. Well, That proposition I don't think even deserves comment on, because that isn't why American kids are in Iraq or why they're being killed there. But needless to say, Mr. Phelps, Reverend Phelps and his family have caused a fuss by going to military funerals for kids coming back from Iraq, dead kids coming back from Iraq, and protesting. Now, you know, I'll tell you what, here's my view in this issue, folks, my view that, you know, I'm not a very nice guy, and, you know, as much as I would be tempted, say Richard Perle or Paul Wolfowitz or one of these neoconservative warmongers who got us involved in Iraq, say they say something terrible happened to them and they were no longer with us and their rotten corpses were being placed in the ground where they belong, I don't think I would even go to their funerals and protest. Now, in the case of Richard Perle and Paul Wolfowitz and most of these neoconservative warmongers, none of them could be buried in a national cemetery because none of them have been in the military, unlike all these kids they sent over to fight and die. But needless to say, if perhaps one of them were, I wouldn't be inclined to protest at someone's funeral because, you know, a funeral is a very personal thing, and I think all of us have lost one family member or friend or another at one time in our lives, and we know that funerals are not really places for political events. However, here's the big however, and I think this is probably Ron Paul's however on the topic. This kind of legislation that was just passed by the House of Representatives is just another step towards trimming back freedom of expression in America. Reverend Phelps has a very peculiar reason for protesting at these military funerals. It sounds to me just like a grab for publicity on his part, and he's trying to mix apples and oranges, the issue of homosexuality and the war in Iraq. I'm not sure there's a connection there, but Reverend Phelps believes there is. But needless to say, if I were in the House of Representatives, I would have joined Barney Frank and David Wu and Ron Paul in voting against this legislation because you know, if every time someone begins speaking out on a public issue and there is an excuse by the government to curtail freedom of speech in one way or another on the pretext of, oh, it's not nice to do this, or we should defend our, show respect for America's fallen heroes, et cetera, on that basis, folks, we could have legislation coming down the pike every other day. You can't pick it out in front of a church. You can't pick it out in front of a public building because public servants deserve respect. Or you can't pick it in front of houses of prostitution because prostitutes are very nice ladies, and I'm sure many of them are. Don't take offense if there's any lady prostitutes out there listening tonight. But as I say, I think Congressman Frank and David Wu and Ron Paul voted correctly on this, but I think it's probably all the more interesting that so many others voted in favor of it. It's just this legislation that is easily rammed through Congress because it sounds nice. You know, but what do they always say? Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing, and that may well be what this legislation is. So it's just something to think about, folks, and I'll tell you why I think it's all the more interesting, because there's been a recent article by a Thomas Edlam. He was a staff member of the John Birch Society for 13 years, and he's a life member of the John Birch Society now. And he wrote a very interesting article saying that now is the time for a left-right alliance. He says a rebel alliance already exists that could stop the Bush administration attacks on the Constitution. What Mr. Edlam says is that, this whole situation in America is getting turned inside and out with what's happening in Iraq, with the measures taken by the Bush administration to clamp down on freedom of speech with the Patriot Act, many perceive to be the unconstitutional, and it certainly is the unconstitutional deception that led us into the lying and the deception that led us into the war in Iraq, the policy of torture. It goes on and on and on. And what's interesting is that Mr. Edlam, this life member of the John Birch Society, has said that more often than not, he's been listening to what he calls the kind of left-wing critics of the Bush administration. And he's saying that all these issues of common concern between what we always used to think of as the right and the left is that everybody's coming together. He says, you know, the left and right will never agree on the issues that liberal talk show host Ed Schultz likes to call God, guns, and gays. He says, nor will we agree on most economic issues such as Social Security or whether the federal government should have a role in health care. But he says there are issues that can bring Americans together, and he talks about what he calls these odd coalitions. And this is something, again, that I've been talking about for a long, long time here, that, you know, we've got to give up this idea. And apparently it's an old idea that goes to the back to the days of the Illuminati and the Freemasonic role in the French Revolution, as the master prophet Jim Floyd pointed out here one evening on the program. This whole idea of right and left. You know, there's nothing American about that. That goes far, far back. Goes back to the days of the French Revolution. So the point is this. I'm glad to see that at least one member of the John Birch Society, and obviously someone who was deeply involved with the Birch Society, recognizes that this old left-right conservative-liberal continuum doesn't really have that much to do with reality anymore. So, you know, here's the thing, folks. Again, you know, we can make common cause with people who we may disagree with on particular issues when the bigger issue, the survival of this country, is at stake. You know, there's always going to be these disagreements between people. But if we can come together, let's do it. So congratulations to Mr. Edlam. And now we're going to a break. When we come back, we will start off with some calls. I see a few coming in on the board here, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have already got three callers. If I had anything important to say, I'm not even going to bother saying it because right now I'm going to bring up Ben from Florida, and if it's a Ben I think it is, he usually has something important to say. So, Ben, come on up. Are you there, Ben? I was counting on you, Ben. Ben. I'm afraid we lost Ben. I was sure he had something important to say. Well, let's go to Country Boy in Indiana. Now, I know he has something important to say. Country Boy, are you there?
Howdy, I'm here.
All right, how you doing?
Very
you
good.
Got bumped
gonna
up
talk,
front.
We're going to talk about semantics tonight, or word manipulation. All right, whenever you see the term fallen hero, especially since the Second Gulf War, they lump everybody, the media and the government, anybody that's killed or becomes a casualty over there, or especially killed, they're a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to look up, people out there, the definition of a hero in the dictionary. Before this current administration, you're either a Kilo India Alpha, which is killed in action, or generally a casualty. The only way you were a hero is look up the definition of a hero. All of those three terms are not synonymous. Now, Michael.
I appreciate what you just had to say. You know, I never thought of that, but I go ahead. This is very interesting.
Well, the problem is also is that this evening you referred to the soldiers, or at least their remains, coming back as kids about 10 times. Now, the idea of kids brings up the idea that they're not responsible, that they don't know any better. Now, I'm sure that some of those soldiers were NCOs that were 25, 35, 40 years old.
Thank you for making this very important point, and I stand absolutely corrected. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
You know, and if you want to honor people in the military, do not refer to them as kids.
You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm.
Now, also, you know,
I tell you what, the reason why you're absolutely right, country boy. In fact, somebody sent me an email recently talking about this same thing in another context, but I'll tell you why I personally have a tendency to do that, because of the fact that so many of these people are just kids who really don't know any better. They don't know what they're in there for. A lot of them went there because it was an easy thing to do, and I think that's pretty sad, especially when we're told repeatedly by the government and the media that they're dying for our country, but of course they're not. But anyway,
your point
is well taken. Please continue. Yeah.
Once they get over there, if they didn't know what they were getting into, they know what they are into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, also, this idea of passing the law, you know, if these people in Congress wanted to do something to help the soldiers or nationalism, years ago they would have passed a flag desecration amendment. If you want to protect anything about the symbols or the ideals of the nation for which those soldiers serve underneath, once again, instead of this, whatever they just passed that dealt with protests, see, they were always talking, the people in the government and the media, when I was in the military, that we couldn't, you know, protect the flag because actually what you're in the military for is to protect people to be able to desecrate the flag, which is, you know, very stupid to me, and it only made sense to, I don't know who it said, to the people that won't vote for it. So, you know, this stuff about banning protest is, I'll give you an example. At the Art Institute of Chicago, they had an exhibit where they had a flag on the floor, and they asked people, whoever, not the Art Institute, but the exhibitor of it, asked people to sign a register in which they would have to step on the flag to get to the register.
I remember that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, the government and these other people, they have no problem allowing something like that. But, if you want to go out and protest against their particular agenda at that time, you know, then it becomes a big problem and we got to put you in jail for a year. So it'll be interesting to see if the Senate goes through with this, because they shot down the flag desecration amendment, which the American Legion every year tries to bring up. And, you know, either they're going to go with the principles of freedom of speech or they're not. They cannot. They should not cherry-pick it, which they're attempting to do now.
Okay, very good point. Now, you know, it's interesting. I myself have always been skeptical of these flag-burning amendment bans, amendments to ban burning of the flag, because, you know, the way I've looked at it is they've taken away everything that really represents America, and they've stomped all over the Constitution such that it really doesn't exist anymore. I've always kind of felt that they were just now waving the American flag as some sort of twisted way to try to make us think that that flag still means something. But in the context which you're talking about here, I absolutely agree with you. Very interesting point.
Well, also, finally, it says the freedom of speech, okay, in the Constitution, not the freedom of expression, which was a court, you know, interpreted from
mm-hmm.
the freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And finally, I think, Ben became casualty tonight.
And what'd you say?
Ben became our first casualty tonight.
Well, I tell you what, Ben is back, country boy. Listen, it's good talking to you. Always appreciate your calls. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Ben is back. And we have some other callers lined up. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mike Piper coming to you from Washington.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming back to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Over the break, I defied the Food and Drug Administration, ladies and gentlemen. I had myself a handy cup of green tea. Now, why I say that's a defiance of the Food and Drug Administration, I just read in the Washington Post today that the Food and Drug Administration refuses to say that green tea is good for heart disease. Well, you know, I tell you what. I happen to like green tea, whether it's good for anything or not, but I tell you what, since I've been drinking green tea, it's been a long time now, I've been feeling better than I have for a long, long time. My digestion is better. I sleep better. I could just go on and on, folks, and I think part of it is that green tea. But, you know, the point is that anything the Food and Drug Administration has to say is suspect in my mind. The Food and Drug Administration has been protecting the big drug companies, fighting against natural and alternative health, homeopathic therapy, cracking down on good physicians like Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski down there in Houston, who was curing cancer, let's face it, helping people with cancer at any rate, saving their lives, and they put them on trial. You know, tried to put this man in jail. So anything the Food and Drug Administration has to say, folks, doesn't stand up as far as I'm concerned. So during the next break, folks, if you have some green tea, go out and have a cup of green tea and toast Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski. Okay, we have Ben, who is back. He is not a casualty. Let's bring Ben up.
Hello, am I coming over?
You're coming over, Ben. We lost you.
Oh, very good.
Mike, I'm going to be 81 years old next month, June 23rd.
June 23rd. Right? Happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, right. And I am a drinker of green tea.
Okay.
And I'm loaded with shrapnel. I got massive chest damage. And my wife has a smile on her face. You are absolutely right about green tea.
Yeah, well, the Food and Drug Administration, they don't like what we're saying right now. They'd like to put more shrapnel in you and put some in me.
Mike, I hate to tell you how close I am to, or worse, to some bureaucracies in government. Man, that's like what's backing up your sink. That's a fluid emanating from the hill.
Yeah, that's right. All the garbage is, that's right. All the garbage backed up, man. You don't know how close you are to the truth.
But mostly, Mike, you are the best in my book. That judgment, final judgment, is out of this world. It would have taken anyone a lifetime to compile all the facts and back up data you have. I'm amazed.
Well, I appreciate
it. It looks like a lifetime of work.
Well,
you leave no doubt and no stone unturned in the way you go into the entire background of every individual. My God. You must have that same friend I got, the guy upstairs. You must get it by divine revelation. I can't believe all the detail you have.
You know, I don't have a mirror handy, Ben, but I think I'm blushing.
No, don't, Mike. My God, I wish I had your talent. All I got is a big mouth that gets me in trouble, but I'll tell you what.
I've got a pretty big mouth myself, and it's got me in trouble.
No kidding. Mike, I think my bullseye on my back is as big as the bullseye on your back. And I don't want to go into detail. I think they've been trying to... Never mind. I don't want to worry my family, but I'll call you someday and tell you the certain things that happened to me.
All right. That's
unbelievable. And about the soldiers... You know I'm a World War II Purple Heart veteran. You know what made the Army? The soldier on the ground.
Yeah.
You rise into the most bravest of the brave. You covering his back and he's covering your back. And no matter who went down, us guys on the ground could just keep going and take over. Believe me,
things have probably changed considerably since you were in there.
Oh, yeah, we had no women, no gays. You know, hey, let me tell you something. Those Germans were no pushovers. They were well-trained, Mike.
Yeah,
actually, they never used to retreat. They were built, they would go over the hill to the next military ridge they already had perfected. Yours truly, when we took the second position, another hill, they had us zeroed in. I got whacked with a well-aimed airburst, German 88. Today I'm living with massive chest damage. Well, maybe it's the green tea and whatever, and the guy upstairs.
I think you might make another 10 birthdays at least.
I hope so. I'm raising 2 grandchildren besides.
That's probably what keeps you young.
They're not girls, Mike. Boys are, they get in trouble, but and I don't think they're as hard as girls' career these days.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
Not with the short miniskirts they wear. I'd kill him. I'd tie him up and wouldn't let him out of the house.
That's good. Disappoint a lot of guys in the neighborhood, though.
Mike, I love you. That yours is the best in the world.
All right. Always appreciate your call, Ben. You take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Ben. Thanks a lot. Ben's a great guy, folks. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. And at the risk of bursting your balloon, you've already heard how, like, green tea or black tea, for that matter, contains some 9 times the fluoride levels at which they poison our water supply.
Say what?
You had never heard that?
I never heard that.
That's supposed to be quite true.
I don't know how that's possible, but I mean...
No, the certain plants have an affinity for certain minerals in particular. Fluoride is one of those minerals that gets sucked up by the tea plant.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, and I called on Reverend Phelps of God Hates Fags and Such, picketing funerals, and then on Edmund's proposed left-right alliance. Now, it's almost universally boneheaded to picket funerals under almost any circumstance.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know that I'd preclude the practice entirely, but I should think the parameters would be rather more narrow than the practice has been. And it's interesting, if you look in the Old Testament, I think Paul is speaking to the Corinthians, the weather, whatever, and speaking of the former practitioners of sexual perversions, he says, and such were some of you. Now, were any of these people reached by the methods of Reverend Phelps? I kind of doubt it. I mean, Christ himself communed with prostitutes and taxpayers and in a friendly manner.
I guess so, yeah.
I think he won some of their hearts was the way he did it. But beyond that, I heard somebody on Pete Peters getting interviewed a few weeks back, and this guy insists, I don't know, was his name Hudson or I forget. Anyway, it wasn't a bad interview in certain respects. And he insists that he himself, having been offered money to provocateur, that he knows that Reverend Phelps was on the CIA or similar payroll as a provocateur.
Interesting.
Now, he was reticent to name him by name, but God Hates Fags, etc., you knew exactly who he was talking about.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting.
And, of course, one has to question, under what federal jurisdiction can the federal government preclude protests at funerals other than on federal property?
Yeah, that is, I understand that that's the particular legislation. It says, you know, let me just check here to see if I can get you the specifics on that. I had this clipping here a moment ago, and now, of course, I've misplaced it. That's usually how that works. But I think it was within certain distances of funerals, but maybe not even necessarily on federal property. But your point is well taken. Yeah, I can't find the clipping now. But, no, your point is well taken. Yes, exactly. It says, now I have it. It says it prohibits protests within 500 feet of national cemeteries. Well, that would mean that would mean on property outside the national cemetery. That
so
would mean
would...
if you or I owned property adjoining a federal national cemetery that no one could picket on our property.
Yeah. Now, how can they preclude such a protest even 1 foot off of the federal property?
Well, that's the kind of questions that are raised by this legislation. And if there's any truth to that story about Fred Phelps and then the response by the federal government as a consequence of his strange protests at these military funerals, that raises real questions as to what it's all about, because like I said, you know, this sounds to me like just another very one of these. This is how we do it in this country. You know, in foreign countries, you know, they, you know, in dictatorships, they just lower the boom and say you can't do it, period. But in this country, they say, well, you can't do it under this circumstance and you can't do it under that circumstance. And one day we're going to wake up and it's going to turn out we can't do it, period.
Yeah, now on Edmund's proposed left-right alliance, now I might well align with Satan himself on a particular advocacy should our interests coincide. Presumably in Satan's case that would never happen.
Yeah.
Unless I'm being deceived at the moment, and that's not entirely impossible. But, and also all the more so to ally with lefties for particular issue advocacies. And we have a sad state. I liked it much better 15 years ago when the ACLU types were always wrong and for all the wrong reasons. So it was rather distressing when about 10 years ago they started being right, but for the wrong reasons. and even more distressing when just in the last 5 years or so they were right for some of the right reasons.
Exactly. Yeah, I know what you mean. So that's what I say. I mean, like most people, my inclination when I hear the term ACLU, that acronym, I say ACLPew. But as it is, they have actually done some good things on some issues, and maybe for the right reasons or maybe for the wrong reasons. But
well,
you know,
I do have the consolation that even still, they're almost always wrong for all the wrong reasons as well. But, you know, I like to have, it's more comforting to cast things in universal categories. You just can't do that anymore with these types. But, and, you know, I don't know how much we can make. You know, I hear this, you know, false dichotomy with, between left and right. Now, I think we're going to find that these 60s-style divides between left and right will reassert themselves in more greater relevance should we actually possibly begin to do something to unload our alien invaders. Then you're going to find there's more relevance to these divides. They're going to be more genuine. You're going to hear such wailing and gnashing of teeth from these lefties and none from the righties. Is that not true?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Or should we actually do something to make some noise to getting rid of the Federal Reserve? You know, we can be all kinds of friendly with Ed Asners, et cetera. You know, all these lefties are constantly railing against the corporations. But they will never say a word against the corporation of corporations.
Isn't that true and very, very interesting at that? That's exactly correct.
So they won't say anything against the Federal Reserve, which supplies the, after all, the socialist gravy part of the collusion under which our federal legislators pretend to take care of us.
Well, you know, the good example is this this horrible, horrible, I don't even want to call him a human being, this horrible, horrible hookworm, this parasite named George Soros, this billionaire Zionist predator. He's financing now all of these quote-unquote progressive groups in this country, and by doing so, he's basically setting up parameters for them. You know, if they cross any line that he doesn't want crossed, they're going to lose their money.
You betcha.
Yeah, and that's one of the old techniques. That's what they call the old gatekeeper technique, you know, where the CIA has funded a lot of these foundations around the country that in turn then fund different groups.
Yeah, well, I'll just leave you with this. Don't entirely dismiss this. Even though the left-right paradigm is not exhaustively sufficient, it has a certain amount of relevance, and if we get any success, we'll have a lot more relevance as a paradigm to use in our rhetoric.
Right, exactly.
Mm. Take care.
All right, Roger, thanks for calling. Okay, well, folks, going to bring you some information that's been provided by my producer, my right arm and my left arm, Barbara. She writes that Dr. Sinhang Lee, the founder of the Green Tea for Health, has demanded that the FDA introduce a tea fluoride safety standard after recent research suggested that ingesting certain levels of the chemical could be harmful. Dr. Lee told the FDA that Tea for Health green tea, if prepared properly, contains only 0.25 ppm of fluoride, whereas other teas contain up to 28 times more of the substance. Okay, so green tea is a little better than, or actually much better than a lot of fluoride. Now, he says that Dr. Lee said that while the FDA has set a 1.4 to 2.4 ppm fluoride limit for bottled water and other bottled beverages, it hasn't set a fluoride limit on tea and should consider doing so. So, Roger was right, but Roger was also wrong to a certain degree there, or at least let's put it this way. Green tea ain't as bad as we may have thought it was there for a moment, but it's certainly better than a lot of other green tea. And take it from Ben and I, green tea helps a lot. So there we go, folks. Thanks, Barbara, for that information. Okay, well, now we do have open phones here with just a few minutes left. You can call in at 800-313-9443. Incidentally, I'm hoping to get our good friend Eustace Mullins on the show here in the next couple days. as a guest. Eustace will probably be going to Japan. He and I have some mutual friends there who've had both Eustace and I over to Japan at different times to speak. And Eustace's book, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, I believe, is going to be reprinted in Japan. It's been very, very popular there. I might mention, too, on April 20th, my book, Final Judgment, was released in Japan, and I just hope it does as well there as it does, as it's done here in the United States. Okay, folks, we're getting ready to wrap up for our final 5 minutes, so if you have something to say, call now, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'm going to go have a drink of green tea, ladies and gentlemen.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming back to you for our final 5 minutes. We do have a caller. His name is Matt, and he's calling from Vermont. Matt, come on up.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Hey, I have two questions. One, because you started talking about congressional legislation, did you know about the Iran Freedom Support Act, which passed, I think, on the 26th of April?
You know, it's funny. I saw some passing reference to that in the paper, and what I gathered, I could be wrong, but it's basically legislation saying the United States should do everything it can to overthrow the government of Iran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very pro-war. It calls for sanctions. It calls for regime change.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about it, though, is that it split the progressive caucus. In other words, Maxine Waters, Conyers, they voted for it, but Cynthia McKinney and Dennis Kucinich voted against it, and I still haven't figured that out.
That's a very interesting point, and it's that is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I found out that my congressman in Vermont voted for it, so I asked him, why did you do that? He said that there was some language inserted by Barbara Lee that made it okay for him, and I have not been able to track down what that language was. But
I'm going to check into that, see what I can find out. I just saw a passing reference to the bill. It certainly didn't get the publicity that it should have. You're right about that.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, I also wanted to ask you, what is your opinion of the French Connection and Daryl Bradford Smith? I mean, do you promote that at all? Do you listen to him?
Well, I tell you what, I'm almost computer ignorant, and I'm lucky to be able to even listen to my own program. I've been on Daryl's program. I always enjoy talking to him and listening to him when I do get the chance. I don't want to say I endorse him or I don't endorse him, you know what I mean? But as I say, he's a smart guy and he has a lot of interesting things to say.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm a kind of a new listener. I got your book, and it'll probably take me maybe the summer or something. But
okay.
It seems like a good book, so.
All right, appreciate it, though. All right, Matt. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. You know, in this last 5 minutes now, we have gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people who have called in the last 5 minutes, and, you know, I just know that we're not really going to get to maybe any of them, but I'm going to try, and it's Lucky calling from North Carolina, so you're lucky. Come on up.
I saw that propaganda piece on ABC last night, about the bird flu.
Oh, I didn't see that. I heard about it.
And I was listening to Joyce and Dave, and they said that two of the people that they had that were the consultants on it, they went totally against their recommendations on what was valid and what was possible. And the other thing, I think the only flu we have to worry about is a bush flu. You know, it's really contagious, and it needs to be eliminated, quarantined. I don't know.
Lucky, I tell you what, that the music is playing. That means we got to wrap it up.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. All those other callers can't take you now, but maybe tomorrow night or the next night. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling in. Thanks to the folks at RBN. We'll see you tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper on RBNLive.com and on shortwave 5.050.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.